Welcome to Time Bender Talks, the ultimate destination for professional photographers. This weekly podcast is hosted by Peggy MacArthur, a certified professional photographer with over 30 years' experience and the creator of the Headshot Strategist Certification Program. Peggy interviews a diverse range of experts in business, branding, marketing, networking, and photography. So whether you've been doing this for years or you're just starting out, we've got you covered. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on our latest episodes filled with tips, insights, and lots of fun.
Welcome, and this month we are talking about increased awareness, and I am here with Eli, and he is the networking guru, and as well as other things, but you can tell, hashtag meet cool people, right? I am excited. Now, he is actually one of the instructors in the certification course, so if you're taking the certification course, you may already know all about him. But if not, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are on your journey.
All right. So my name is Eli Delaney. I like to say I'm the automated system strategist is like my professional title, but the more fun one is the people whisperer. And that was a award given to me several years ago by a friend who had another show. And she's like, Eli, you know everybody and you connect with people. And it really does go down to the meet cool people, which is what I have right above my head. I love meeting cool people, having great connections. And from a business standpoint, I help people with follow-up systems so they know how to keep in touch, stay in touch, take those prospects, turn them into clients, clients into raving fans, and people to stick around for life. And so that's kind of a little bit about me.
I love that. So when did you decide that, hey, I'm really passionate about this, and also I'm going to make this my career? Like, I am going to make it my career to live in my passion. How did that kind of come about?
Okay. So my first company was a web and graphic design agency. I started that like 95, 96. I don't remember the exact year, but right in that range. And I grew that from myself out of my dining room to an office. I had 5 employees. I'm closing 3 to 5 contracts a week. I'm killing it, having a great time. And it was all through networking. It was all through connecting with other people. So fast forward to right around 2007, 2008, and I was starting to get burned out from the web design world. Web designers are becoming a dime a dozen. I like to joke about the fact it's like them and the cockroaches is the only thing that will survive a nuclear disaster. And it was like time to move on. And I got into, I had been already for the last couple of years teaching people marketing skills and networking skills, but it was, you know, people were coming to me, I'm building a logo, website, brochures, all the stuff. And they're like, this is awesome. It's beautiful. What do I do now? And so I was teaching them marketing skills and I really fell in love with it. And so that's kind of how the earliest version of my company came to be for what I do now, which is now specifically focusing on the follow-up systems. Like, I have a program called the Follow-Up Rockstar for a reason.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me, how do you feel being aware of who you are networking with? And being aware of keeping in touch with the right people really affect professional photographers, really everyone. Obviously, yeah. This podcast is about professional photographers, but all the principles affect everyone. So how would you talk about that?
So the first thing is that all business is the same. There's core principles, and it doesn't matter what industry, what product, what service you're doing. The core principles are across the board. And relationships and connection is one of those core principles. You have to have that. And the goal is to figure out not just where your clients are, but where other people who serve those clients are. That's the room you want to be in, because chasing clients is not a fun thing to do. But if you can be in the room with somebody who works with your clients and they have good relationships with those clients because they service those clients properly, that is a natural fit for you to be able to come in and say, can I help your clients get even better success? And now you have an endorsement from that person. So the relationship you build there is 10 times more powerful than finding a client. You know, that's one of the big things. People have a hard time wrapping their head around that. When at the end of the day, if I walk into a room, I'm looking for one, two, maybe three people that I can create some kind of joint venture relationship or collaboration with, as opposed to I'm going to walk in the room and look for 10 clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot easier, you know, two or three people, that's easy. And that's a whole lot less stress. And I'm not pitching, because you're not selling your product. You're selling an idea. Hey, let's see how can we work together, as opposed to let me figure out how you can give me money. It's a whole different conversation.
And how can I help you? And how can we build a relationship?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
A relationship instead of a transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really, that is the key with it, is it's looking at the relationship and how can we help each other? I always look at things, go into any relationship with a win, win, win. So I win by getting new clients. You win by exposing me to your clients. So therefore, you look great because you added an extra service or value to their lives. And of course, the third one is the client needs to win at the end of the day, because obviously they're the ones that are paying the bill at the end of the day. So if everybody comes away happy, that's a match made in heaven.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think maybe really understanding your client is part of being aware of who you need to network with, because if you don't understand where your clients are hanging out and what other services are, you know, they're using. The one example I use, because it was, to me, it was just such a random thing. This was many years ago. I did photographs for a carpet cleaner and he cleaned my studio. And he was like, hey, do you have any kind of referral program? Because, you know, when people have babies, they get their carpets cleaned and you photograph babies. Yeah. And when I tell you our, like, every time someone would come in, they were pregnant, I did their maternity pictures. I was like, and if you need to get your carpets cleaned before your baby comes, here you go.
Yeah.
And likewise, when he would clean carpets, he would be like, oh, I see you're expecting, you know, a great picture of that baby would look great on that wall. Here's Peggy. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, we sent so many people to each other, it was to the point where he never paid for family portraits and I never paid to get my carpets clean. Like we just, we made so much money. But it's, you know, looking outside the box, where do my, what am I client? Who are my ideal clients? Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Where are they at? Who else do they go to for help?
Yes.
And building
and
those relationships.
You said a couple of really good things here. Number one is you have to be very, very crystal clear on who your client is. And the more clear you are on that, the easier it is to find those clients. The more wishy-washy you are with it, the harder it becomes. So sit down, write down that person, write down their name. Where do they go to school? Where do they live? Do they have kids? Are they married? Are they a dog person? Whatever. You know, I mean, if somebody, if I find out somebody's a dog person, they're, you know, we're friends. For a long time, actually, the mass majority of my clients were dog people specifically, you know, and I didn't like go after that, but that's, we resonated together. But you said something really important there. Go after somebody else that is thinking it's outside the box. So you're not thinking somebody who could be considered a competitor. Right. Because a carpet cleaner and a photographer are no way competing with each other, but they both serve the same kind of client. So once you know what that client looks like, figure out what services that they buy, who do they spend their money with, and then figure out, okay, would this be a good potential partner? I know, you know, one of my first mentors years and years ago was a guy by the name of Joe Polish. He's famous in the marketing world. He started as a carpet cleaner. And his best referral partners were dry cleaners, because people who took care of their carpets also took care of their clothes.
Took care of their clothes.
But they weren't competing. It wasn't like they were, it's not an either or kind of situation. There wasn't even any crossover in what they do other than cleaning, right? But it was two completely separate products, but they serve the same kind of people. And so if you can think of those people outside of your primary niche, that you can say, okay, these, they work together, but they're, we're not anywhere related. That makes it even better because there's no doubt of scarcity in somebody's mind for somebody who's 100% not competing with what they do.
Absolutely. So how do you help your clients really identify who to network? Like, do you have a way that you help your clients really identify that, or how do you go about that?
So the first thing that I do with my clients is I ask them, okay, who are your clients? What do they look like? What do they need? What are the problems you're solving? That's a really big question. Okay. And once we can get clear on that, then we can go in and figure out, okay, where's a good place that you should be going to hang out? And a lot of my clients, they tend to be in the speaking coaching world. So I help them find locations they can get on podcasts or live streams, things like this, you know, because that's a great opportunity for them. And most of the time they either, some of them are very familiar with it, but there's a lot of them that don't know. They're like, oh, that's like getting on a TV show or something. I don't know about that. And I'm like, yeah, you can do this. It's easy. And they don't realize how many opportunities are out there. So that's the first step, because that creates the exposure side, that creates the awareness and adding credibility by being on other shows. And then you figure out, okay, so what kind of events do these people even go to? Like, where will they be hanging out? You know, if you're a photographer and you focus on kids photos, we'll go look at where the festivals and, you know, the park events and things like that are going on. That's a place you want to be able to hang out. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen the trend of these guys that walk around New York and just take random pictures of people. Well, if you could say, you know, hey, can I take a picture of you with your kids? I'll give it to you, because this is, I think it'd be a beautiful picture. And just one, you know, then they get excited, but now they can see your work. And now you can turn, they'll be like, okay, these are beautiful. How much can I, you know, can we do a session? You know, things like that. Figure that out. If you focus on pets as an example, I know photographers who specialize on pets, and they will hang out when they have, like, the doggy dash is a great example of that. They'll have, you know, fundraisers and things like that. And so when you do these kind of things, figure out what kind of events do those people hang out at. If you're doing corporate events, if you're doing headshots and stuff like that, look at, you know, your chambers of commerce, your rotary, things like that, or big conferences are actually my favorite, because then you get people from all over and that creates an even bigger exposure. And usually if somebody's traveling around, you might even be able to work with, say, for instance, the host of the event and offer to do like headshots right there. You might get 50 to 100 clients over a 3-day period, and you didn't have to go anywhere. Just done. So get creative with how you work with this stuff, and where are your clients going to be hanging out? Because if you can figure that out, that makes it so much easier. And always at every event, no matter what kind of event it is, get to know the host. Mm-hmm. They're the key to everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. I, you know, right now in my business, headshots are what I focus on in my business mm-hmm. today,
yeah.
And primarily actors. So, you know, I'll do red carpet events. I'll do, you know, show openings and different things. And I don't get paid a lot of money to do that, right. But I am right there where all of my clients are. And I have a QR code on my watch. And, you know, if they say, do you have a business card? I'm like, here, just text me. I'll text you all the information in the morning. Yep. And so then I have their information. I have their number. So yep. I can do a formal, hey, it was great to meet you last night. Here's the link to the images we took, and here's my website. I would love to, you know, let me know if you, you know, need headshots, blah, 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 blah. And because if you give someone your business card, then you're putting all of everything on them, mm-hmm. that they're going to remember who you are and that they're going to take that step to actually follow up with yes. you. And I think that you are like, you mentioned follow up. And I think that's something that we forget a lot. Like, we can go out and meet all these people and, mm-hmm. you know, collect cards. If we want to be a card collector. But it's not going to do us any good unless we do that next mm-hmm. thing. And that yes. is follow up. So I'm going to just give it to you.
So yeah, that's where I get very, very intense. We've all heard the phrase, the fortunes in the follow-up. Okay. But most people don't understand really how powerful that is. So I'll use myself as an example. When I first got into being a speaker, which was 2008, I was blessed to have a great mentor that taught me right out of the gate, and I did well. I might go to an event, I might speak for, you know, half hour, 90 minutes, and at the end, I would sell one of my courses, one of my programs. I would close 10% of the room. Okay. Now, in the speaking world, that's awesome. Like, most people are like, okay, I would love if I could get 10% of the room. I'd be lucky if I got 5. So that was good. But my brain immediately went to, well, what about the other 90%? What did I do wrong? How can I fix this? And this was an issue that my ADD brain couldn't handle. And so I started building follow-up processes to capture their information and follow up with them. Next thing I know, within 60 to 90 days max, I was closing an additional 10 to 20% of the room. So I'm closing as high as 30% of the room that are buying my programs because of the follow-up process, more than the event itself. And if you're like, as a photographer, you're not going to sell right there. Like, yeah, somebody's not going to literally whip out their credit card right then to buy your package. They're going to want to research you. They're going to want to look at pictures. They're going to see examples, stuff like that. That's all going to happen the next day. So by you following up and having a system to follow up, this is the key to making this work, by the way. You can't just willy-nilly it. You have to have a flow, a process that happens. That's where I use a lot of automation. I have for 15 years now, more than that, actually. And I automate as much as I can. So literally somebody goes into my system and a lot of it just happens without me having to interject. And anything that I do is literally the system stopping and telling, hey, Eli, you need to call this dude today. And so that's where you have the process, you have an exact structure, and you stay in front of them. It's like, hey, by the way, it was great meeting you. And you have a script per se. You know, some people shy away from the term script. A script is nothing more than a set of instructions to make sure you don't forget something. Okay. If you just think of it like that, that's all it is. It's just there to make sure you don't forget something, because we're human. We will forget. We will drop the ball. We screw things up all the time. That's what humans do. But if we have something to go by, here's our process, here's our step-by-step actions, and here's what we should say, now that eliminates our mistakes and creates that follow-up process. And the cool thing about it, 90% of the people out there don't follow up worth beans. And so by you being the person who does, follow up, send an email. Hey, it was great meeting you. I really appreciate that. I would love to talk to you about doing some headshots for you sometime. Here's a link to my portfolio if you want to take a look at it. And if you'd like, if you want more information, just let me know, reply back. Let me know. We'll book a call. That's straightforward, very simple. Okay. And then check in, you know, 4 or 5 days later. It's like, hey, just out of curiosity, no pressure, but did you get a chance to look at the portfolio? Because I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, you're not pitching anything. You're just saying, did you look at it? I would love to hear what you think about it. If they haven't, they're going to reply back and say, no, I hadn't yet, but I really, you know, I promise I will. And I'm like, cool. That's good. Yes, no problem. I'd love to hear your thoughts and see what you think. Come back, you know, 15 days later. It's like, just want to check in. I wonder if you could do me a favor. I'm always looking to grow my business. I'm wondering if you know anybody that is in this arena that might be looking for photography, because I'd love to get some new referrals in that area. Can you think of anybody? And be very specific. The more specific you are, just like we said earlier, the better you're going to get. Because if you say anybody who needs photography, yeah, nobody's going to think of that. That's too wide. It's like, do you know of anybody who have kids that are going into their first year of school? Because that's really where my specialty is. And I just love working with the little tykes. And, you know, I'd love to be able to talk to them and see if maybe I could do some pictures for their first year of school. Those kind of things. People are like, oh yeah, Jane and Bob down the street, their kid's getting ready to go into school. So now, because you're very specific, now they're thinking of that. Mm-hmm. And you just check in every once in a while. You don't have to be pushy. You're just checking in. Hey, it's been a while. I just want to check in. What's been up? Anything new and exciting? By the way, that right there is my favorite one, and it works so well. So many people reply back. And the cool thing is that you don't have to pitch anything. As long as they see, they know who you are, they know what you do. There's no question about that. But if they're looking for photographers, when they get an email from you, and you should have your signature down at the bottom, should have a link to your portfolio. Then when they get the email, if they're interested in photography, or they heard somebody maybe last week that said, you know what, I really need to get some pictures done. It's like, oh, you know what? I should send them to Jane over here. And here's their link. Imagine mm-hmm. that. There's a link to the website. Go check out. You didn't pitch anything. All you did was just say, hey, it's been a while. I just want to check in. How you doing? What's up? That's it.
There has been so many times that I have met people because I'm like a connector. Like I'm the guy that knows a guy, you know, and
I know that
so many times somebody will say, hey, I need so, and I'll be like, I just met, I really liked them. Mm-hmm. What was their name?
Yeah.
And they never followed up with me and I can't think of their name. And they probably even put their information in my contacts, but right. I don't know how to look them up. So, you know, so mm-hmm. I, whenever I put my if somebody says, hey, let me get your contact, I make sure that in the career thing or the job thing, I say photographer. And mm-hmm. I tell them, I'm like, if you're searching for me, just search photographer and I'll come up.
Right.
Because they're not going to remember Peggy. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Peggy's kind of like a rare name. So they may, I try to think I'm memorable, but I wouldn't remember. And, yeah. But I would remember that photographer. Who's that photographer lady? What was her name? She said, look up photographer. Oh, there she is. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is it. So make it easy for mm-hmm. people to find you.
Yeah.
Make it easy. Like, you know, I'm always the one that's offering like, here, let me, you know, text me that way mm-hmm. I have your phone number so I can follow up.
Let me
put you in, you know, you want my information? Sure. I'll put it in for you because then I can put my website in their contacts. I can put in the little thing, mm-hmm. photographer. I can put all my things there and then I can tell them how to search their phone to find me.
Yep.
Search photographer. I'll show up.
And
there's, so make it easy for people to find.
Yeah.
You.
And there's a lot of great tools. Like with me, I literally walk them through. It's like, okay, I want you to go to this website, which is, I have a, now I can't think of the name of it. The little is a scanner kind of thing. And then uh-huh. I have a QR code as well. Plus the website's really easy. Connectwitheli.com. So it's like super dumb and easy. I have three different options, like whatever works. We'll get you connected. Go to the website, go here. It's going to download my V card. So it's got all my contact information, my picture. It's all purple, all the stuff. Right. But then I will do what you did. I was like, okay, shoot me a text real quick and send me your name, your email address. I even put it on that page. I actually even have a form. It's like, this is not going to add you to like a newsletter or any of that kind of garbage, but do this, just go there, fill this out, name, phone number, email address. Where did we meet? That then puts them into my database, my CRM. Again, it's not added to a newsletter of any sort because that's really important. They're not opting in to get your crap. They're opting in just to connect with you. And that's the whole purpose. So separate those out. But then I have that, but then I have tasks for myself to follow up with them because even with all of these things, like even making it dummy proof easy for them to find you in their phone, you know that you're in there. You're in maybe 10 out of 150 people, 300 people that actually has a picture in there. I mean, if you go to your contacts and scroll, the purple's going to stand out for me. Right. But they're never going to find me anyway. Okay. So that's why it's our job to always follow up. Even if it comes down to a point of, you know, you're not sure, maybe they're not actually a prospect, but you want to stay in touch with them. Give yourself a task. Again, this is why CRM systems, which by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, CRM stands for customer relationship manager. I actually call it client relationship manager because customers are transactional. We don't have customers. We have clients. We take care of clients. Clients see us as experts and mentors in our and our guidance. That's what they're looking for. So there's a big mental difference between that. Walmart has customers. We don't want to be Walmart. So I put people into my CRM and give myself reminders, if nothing else. I'll have a reminder pops up. It's like, hey, haven't talked to Peggy in 3 months. You need to just reach out to her. and I might just pick up my phone and text. It doesn't really matter how you do it, but you need to stay in touch because people will forget about you. I have had people that I actually wanted to do business with. Like I had money in hand ready to go, but they didn't have a card. I had one dude that's like, oh, you could just Google my name on Google. I'm like, dude, you realize in 3 seconds, I'm going to forget your name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no, contact me. Like, here's my phone number. Shoot me a text with your information. But I want you to follow up with me next week because I want to talk to you about your stuff.
Yeah.
Crickets, nothing. And I mean, there's so many people I've wanted to refer out, but they disappeared off the face of the earth. And so it is our job. It's our responsibility to always stay in touch. That staying in touch does not have to be a newsletter or a pitch or anything. It's just a, you know, hey, it's been a while. Just want to check in. How you doing? What's new and exciting? Let them talk about their life and what's the cool stuff. If you find out, you know, you might find that situation where they just got a new job and they want new headshots, or they just had a kid, or they just got a puppy. And, you know, it's like, hey, you know, by the way, I do, you know, take puppy pics, you know, yeah, you never know what the opportunity is going to be, but you don't have to pound them with pitches.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to stay in touch. Just check in, send them a text, send them an email, message them on Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do with automation. That's what we help our clients with. But a lot of what we do is not just that, but just reminder messages or tasks for ourselves, me included, that say, just send a message on Facebook to Joan today. Say hi. Last time you talked, she was upset about something that wasn't going on so good in her life. Just check in on her. And I'll do that because I am human. Going back to what I said earlier, I'm human. I will drop the ball. I will forget. I meet literally hundreds of people every month. So I will screw it up. It's just a fact. But if I can come in from a place of, okay, I'll use the software and the technology to help me from making that mistake, forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Human brain can only keep so many things going on in it. But then now add the personal touch. Again, not a pitch. I mean, I got something it was last Friday. I sent it out to a lead of mine that is in the local area. And I was like, hey, there's going to be a blues event tonight at this thing. It's right up the street from where you guys are. I'm going up there. I would love for some company if you're interested. I just invited them to go hang out and listen to some music. They didn't, but you know what? That's okay.
Because you thought of it. And like, there's times that, you know, people invite us to do things that we can't do, but we're like, that's like, they thought of us. Like it mm-hmm. means something whether I'm available or not. That's not the point. The point is I now not only remember you, but you invited me to do something social, not for me. You didn't call me and say, hey, have you thought about buying my thing yet? You said, hey, I'm going to go listen to some music. You want to go, you know, listen to some music and hang out. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different thing than, so have you decided to buy from me yet? Do you have that credit card handy? That's like, oh, wait, this person's a human and is interested in me as a human. Remembered what part of town I was in and was like, hey, I'm here if you want. Let's mm-hmm. go. And I think that, again, it goes back to building relationships.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. It is. It's all about the relationship. The great thing is we never hide what we do and how we can help people. Okay. We're in business for a reason. I always like to tell people I'm happily a capitalist. I like getting paid. Okay? No question about that. But that doesn't mean that it's all about the business. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to shove it down your throat, that I want you to give me money, that, you know, it's so many people make the relationship about the transaction instead of the relationship that they miss the boat. They don't realize the transaction is short-sighted.
Short.
Very short-sighted. And the relationship will last forever because that person, when they are ready, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong. I mean, get connected on Facebook. And if you're a photographer, Facebook is a great place to showcase some of your work. Well, if you're connected with them and you comment on the posts about their kid's baseball game or that they went to go see somebody new in concert and that you like that person too, things like that, that builds the relationship. They're going to go back and look and see what kind of cool stuff you're doing, and they're going to see your work. And at that point, they're going to be like, either I actually need this, or I know somebody who does. And if they aren't today, that's okay, because they'll come back later. But now they know who you are. They know how you solve the problems. All you need to do is just stay in touch with them. Make sure that they know that you actually care about them as a human being instead of an ATM. Mm-hmm. And once you've got that, just stay in touch with them. Every once in a while, send them, hey, by the way, I'm doing something towards the end of the year. I wanted to get some, help some people with their Christmas photos. And, if you know of anybody, just let me know. Mm-hmm. But if you've stayed in touch with them and you've sent, five messages that are all just checking in, adding value, staying in touch kind of stuff, the one about, I got this cool thing going on, I'm wondering if you might be interested or know somebody, it doesn't seem as, it's not as harsh, because we've all been there. We have those people that all they do is pitch.
Yes.
I call them pitch pirates. The only time you ever hear from them is when they want your booty. We don't want to do that. That's just tacky.
It's very tacky.
Yeah.
It's very tacky. I've had that happen multiple times. I think that I'm interested in getting to know a person, and then I find out that all they want to do is pitch me their skincare or their this or their business or their that. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I misunderstood what was happening here. I thought you were like wanting to talk to me and find out like about my dog or my,
And the thing is, we are in business. We are in business to make a profit. We got bills to pay. Nobody should be questioning that. And obviously, you need to make sure that people are aware that just because you're becoming friends with them, you still expect to get paid. And as the friend, pay people. If you're their friend, do not ask for a discount. but you don't have to jump down their throat all the time. It really isn't. It's all about the relationship and making sure they're aware of how you help. As long as they know that, and you can say it enough to make sure that, like, sharing examples, showing as photographers, great example, just post pictures on Instagram and Facebook and show examples of some of the great work you've done. That's all you have to do. The rest of it, the communication is based around the relationship and the cool things you're interested in, the cool things they're interested in, having a conversation. Conversations ultimately lead to sales, but you have to have the real conversation first before that piece comes in. And the cool thing is, if you have a conversation, it could be about the most random thing in the world, and it'll lead to, oh, by the way, I saw this picture you did the other day. That was such a great picture. I'm wondering if you could do that for me.
Yeah.
You would be shocked at how often that happens.
The other thing I want to make sure that we bring up before we bring this amazing conversation to an end is, and this is something that I struggled with, is you have all these people that you meet, whether it be mm-hmm. here or there, and you have all these great intentions to follow up, but for some reason you drop the ball. Mm-hmm. Now 2 months have gone by, maybe three. And you're like, well, now it feels weird. Like, will they even remember me? Should I reach out? What should I do? And here's something that helps me. You know what? They also didn't follow up with me. Mm-hmm. So what? It's been 3 months. If I follow up with them, it's not weird. It's like, oh, cool. I was wondering what happened to you, mm-hmm. And so, we're all human and we're all busy. There are many times, Eli, I haven't talked to him for months and mm-hmm. I adore him. His story, his life, his experiences, we have had really good conversations. Like I said, he's even, part of my program. And I haven't talked mm-hmm. to him for months. Life has happened. And mm-hmm. I reached out and I was like, hey, I want to catch up with you. You want to catch up over a podcast?
Yeah.
And here we are, because I know mm-hmm. that what he has to say is valuable. And I don't want to also lose him as a friend, a person that I can count on. If I have something I have a question about. I want to be able to reach out to him. If he has a question, I want him to be able to reach out to me. But it's been months. So what if I was like, too embarrassed? Like, it's been months. I'm kind of ashamed of myself. Like, I haven't kept in touch with somebody that I liked.
Okay. So the great thing about this is you are not by any means the only one. This happens all the time. This happens way more than you would expect. And so it's okay. Quit stressing about it, because I have a solution for this exact situation, because this happens so freaking often. Okay. I'll give it to you in an email format. And for if you're watching this or listening to this, get out a piece of paper, write this down, because I'm going to give you the exact script to use, because this works like a charm. And I have a lot of people who have proven that when I've given them this script. So here goes. If you want to do it as an email, your subject line is, "I'm such a slacker." Okay. Start off with having some fun. Okay. Throw yourself under the bus. Have fun with it. Then you're going to say, "I'm such a slacker. I met you at XYZ event." And if you didn't, you know, you can say, "I met you a couple months ago," or whatever. But if you know the event, that's the best way to do it. The more specific, the better. But, "I met you at XYZ event. I dropped the ball and I haven't followed up with you the way I should. I've not been very good at this, and I'm promising myself and everybody else I'm going to do better this year. And we're starting with you. So I would love to hear, what have you been up to? What's new and exciting? Love to hear, have you reply back. Just let me know." Then sign it and send it and see what happens. Now, do you notice something missing from that script?
I would have added, like, "Hey, I'm looking forward to getting back in touch with you. I'm going to add my calendar link if you want to," or just reply to this email. Yeah. Maybe I would have probably added that. No,
that's the next piece. So you can do it, but I actually recommend against it. Okay. For the very simple reason, you want them to reply back. But the piece that's actually missing, that most people still don't get, and I have to say this, this is why I say it, because if you do this wrong, you'll screw it up. I've seen it happen. But there's no pitch.
Purposely no pitch.
There's no pitch. There's nothing for sale. You're not talking about any promos. There's no, "Hey, visit my website for my latest pricing," or any of that kind of BS. I don't put a calendar on there because of the fact that I actually want them to reply. Okay. And when they reply back, then I might send them, "Is like, hey, this is awesome. Thank you so much for replying back. I would love to chat with you. Let's jump on a Zoom next week. Here's a link to my calendar. See what works. If next week doesn't work, grab the week after." Again, you notice there's no pitch in that. It's literally a, "Hey, here's a spot. You can grab a spot on my calendar. Make it super easy. Find what works for you. And let's just catch up. Let's have a catch up call." Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk to people, I usually call it a quick chat. It's not a discovery session. It's not an audit. It's not a consult or any of that kind of stuff. And we're just going to have a chat, because that's not scary. That's not dangerous. Okay. So the script that I just gave you, use it, take it out there, just go put it out there. If you have a newsletter, and you haven't, like, even if you have a newsletter you send out once a month, okay? Again, nobody wants a newsletter. Nobody reads the damn things. So shift it up. Send that email out. Just say, "Hey, I haven't stayed in touch with you the way I should, and I promise to do better." So you're not talking about where you met or anything like that. Just, "You know, I haven't really stayed in touch the way I should, and I want to get more personal and kind of hear what's going on. I would love to hear, what have you been up to?" So you're just changing a little bit, but it's still the same basic script. I had a client that we did this with. We actually had, there's two emails that follow up with this as part of what I have in my coaching program. And we did this. She had all three emails in the system automated, like ready to go. She sends the email out on Monday. Tuesday morning, I get a call, or I get an email from her. So, like, we need to stop the campaign. How do we stop the other emails from going out? I'm like, oh crap, what happened? So I call her. I'm like, we're not going to play email tag. I'm just like, no, what's wrong? She goes, everybody replied. I'm like, what do you mean everybody replied? She goes, everybody replied. Her calendar was booked solid for the rest of the month.
Oh, that's awesome.
One email, by the way, by the end of the week, she ended up doing over $12,000 in sales.
Wow.
Because of that one email, several people replied back going, you know what? You have been on my mind. I've been needing to call you. I'm so glad you reached out. I need some help.
Awesome.
One email, not selling anything.
It's so, never too late to reach out.
Yes. And throw yourself awesome. Under the bus. I really, and make it fun. Make it fun. Make it conversational. Just think about you opening up Gmail and sending it to somebody that you met at an event, you haven't talked to them for a while, that you really liked. Maybe think of an old friend you haven't talked to for a while. And that's all. And that's what it should look and feel like.
Yeah.
If you use this is my little call to action. If you use that script, please find me. I am super easy to find in all the social places and everything. I get around very easily. Find me. Message me and let me know what happened. I'm on a mission to collect those. I have a whole bunch of them that are really cool. And I even have ones that I've only got two people that it didn't work. The first one, I wasn't sure because the people he was sending it to were not. They were get rich quick people anyway. And then another one, she followed away from the script that I gave her. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's what you did wrong. And that's out of years, like
wow,
over a decade of giving the script to people. I know two people that it did not give them results. Everybody else has come back on, holy crap, Eli, this is amazing. It's not that hard.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm not going to ask you for your final tip because you just like blew our mind with a bazillion tips. Like this whole 40 minutes has been packed full. So I appreciate that when I reached out to you that you agreed to come on and do this because I actually really value our friendship and I am so excited to share your wisdom with my community. So thank you so much, Eli. It's been great. And all you can reach Eli, his information's in the description. Reach out and say hi. He likes to meet cool people. And I know that only cool people hang out with me. So he probably wants to meet you.
Yeah, no, definitely. And thank you for having me. It was my pleasure. I love talking and sharing this kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. We are way overdue for a conversation. And I will give you that last tip. I will give you one last thing.
Okay.
So when you reach out to somebody, and I'm saying this for me personally, but this works for everybody. Okay. So this is for me and use this going forward. If you connect with me, like I said, I'm on all the social media sites. I'm easy to find. If you connect with me, don't just hit friend request or LinkedIn connection. Send a message saying you heard me on the Time Bender podcast and you want to, you know, this is, you tried the script and this is what you got, whatever it was. That will make you stand out. I get about 10 friend requests on Facebook a day. I have some who've been sitting there for weeks, and I have some that I have replied back in 12 hours or less. And it's all, those are always the ones that send me a message that I know who they are, why they're reaching out to me instead of some rando that's just like clicking a button, because it shows you put forth a little bit of effort. Just a little bit. All you have to do is send a little message that says, hey, I want to connect with you. Thanks for the cool tip, whatever. Doesn't really matter what it is, but let me know that you're a real person. You actually want to connect with me instead of just being a stalker. And that you'll be amazed at the doors that'll open when you do that with other people.
In a day and age where very few people take any real interest and real effort, the bar is so low. Like it doesn't take a lot. It's amazing how little you have to do to get my attention. Yep. Like the same way, like Like, could you at least say where we met, why you're contacting me? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I run a photography business. I also run, you know, the Time Benders, the Headshot Strategy certification program. Like, I help photographers. Are you a photographer? Do you need photography? Did you just see me on the street? Like, help me out.
Yep.
Yeah, that
it
is
doesn't
awesome.
Take much.
It doesn't take much in this, and everybody knows I love AI and automation as a tool, but you can't forget that personal touch, because that little personal touch.
Whoa. We could have a whole show open up that can of worms.
We could. and I'm sure we will. But not today.
Not today.
Eli, thank you so much. And I will see the rest of you next week. Thank you.